It's day 8 of October 2016, and therefore day 8 and the final day of the Polomani Desert Island Dis topics. And today we have to choose what music that we posted from day 1 to 7, which of those, and only one of those pieces of music would we take. We've only got a choice, in other words. We haven't got seven. We've got one, and we've got to pick the one. That's Primo, the one we're definitely going to take. This is a live broadcast, by the way. I say live, of course it's live. but I mean, it's an outside broadcast, and this is coming from just outside the Falkirk Stadium in Falkirk, nonetheless. But anyway, back to the desert island. Well, we've got so much sunshine this morning, it's almost like a desert island, only it's not. It's just the sunshine, but apart from that, nothing resembling a desert island. Sorry to waffle on. So, getting back to the today, we have to choose today which music we're going to listen to. And there are another couple of wee topics thrown in here. So first of all, I'll deal with the music. And what I did was I sat down and for about a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes yesterday, with no distractions whatsoever, and I thought, what do I listen to? Just be honest with myself, what do I listen to most? Because I had a thought about, you know, well, I would love to relive the 60s, 70s music if I was on my desert island. And I do love Dire Straits and Pink Floyd. And I do love opera. And then it came down to, what do I play the most when I'm at home, or if I'm listening to music when I'm out and about? What do I listen to most of all? And it came down to piano. And so what I'd love to have is piano music. Now, I know that in my choice for piano during the week, I chose Beethoven's 5th, the Emperor Concerto, Piano Concerto. But I have music from so many composers, apart from the well-known ones. I have incredible piano music from people like Talberg and Czerny. It's just Hummel, mind-blowing stuff that most people don't even know about. So my choice is piano, and if I can only pick the one I pick during the week, then it will be Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. But I'd like it to be a compilation, one of the biggest compilations you could get on one vinyl album. Get the Beethoven, Mozart, Grieg, Chopin, Talberg, Czerny. Oh my God, go on, go on. Rachmaninoff. Oh, piano music, that's it. Piano music would be for me. There you go, that's that one done. Now, Paul also asked us, what book would we take with us? One book, what book would we take with us? And I'm not a reader. I do not read books. I have never read books. Unfortunately, I don't have the patience. And that's basically for novels and literature like that. But I do love factual stuff. And again, I thought long and hard about this, and I thought, what would I really love to read? And I thought about a book that an old friend of mine gave me years ago. It's quite a thick book. I can't remember the title. I can't remember who wrote it. But I remember that it covered the western side of Scotland from Mull or around that area, but on the mostly the mainland, to be perfectly honest with you, and it travelled up north. But what this person did was describe the geography of the area he was going through in detail. He described the geology, you know, whether it was gneiss or sandstone or whatever. Then described the people that would be staying in that area, you know, way back. Then he would describe features, like if you take this road and about half a mile down this road, there's a stile over a fence going west. Follow this for a mile and you'll come to the most spectacular waterfall that you'll ever see in Scotland. And it was just, and I only read about through about probably about a quarter of that book. And I can remember one part about up by Ullapool where they have beautiful red mountains, and that would be the book. If I could remember where it is, that would be the book, because that's the one that I would greatly love to read every single word in that whole book. It was about 2.5 inches thick. Incredible piece of literature. But I can't remember who wrote it. So I'd have to find out if I was taking it. And the other question was, what luxury item would you take with you? I know people are going to say, I would take a solar panel to recharge my iPhone or something like that. No. And I had to think hard about this one as well, because there's so many luxury items. And then I thought, well, what do I really enjoy doing, apart from listening to piano music? What do I really enjoy doing? Well, I could do gardening. I do love gardening. But I'd have my own big garden on this island, depending on the size of the island, you know. I could propagate coconut trees or banana plants or something like that, you know. And then I thought, no, cycling. I've always been a cyclist. I love cycling. I've been feeling fantastic since I got back into it seriously again. So what I want, my luxury item, is not a road bike. I want a kind of mountain bike style, but I want it with fat boy tyres. And the reason fat boy tyres, by the way, are self-descriptive, but I'll explain, they are really wide and fat and full of air, and they give you a great cushion for running over various surfaces. And I want a fat boy bike to cycle along all the beautiful beaches on my desert island, and I'd be going along there listening to the seabirds and the waves and the air passing my ears and feeling the sun and just cycling gently, enjoying every moment. That's my luxury. Oh, and a tin of 3-in-1 oil as well, just to keep it lubricated. That's if I could, I'd get muck off, because that's the best stuff, but if not, 3-in-1 oil or WD-40. So that's me for day 8, and I thoroughly enjoyed Desert Island. This absolutely brilliant stuff. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.